Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has now filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana that seeks to remove a lighted nativity scene from the Jackson County Courthouse Christmas light display. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we recently agreed to represent Jackson County in this lawsuit against the ACLU. The ACLU threatened to file suit against the county for a nativity scene. It's lighted at night. It's not lighted, obviously, during the daytime. It's in front of this courthouse. And on the right side, if you're going into the courthouse, is the small nativity scene with Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. On the left-hand side, you'll find the people, the wise men with their entourage, I would say, coming. You also have reindeer. On the right side and left side, you have carolers. You have other kinds of secular symbols of Christmas. And the ACLU said, this is unconstitutional, Holly, and it must go. They say that the nativity scene violates the First Amendment. And we have now agreed to defend Jackson County, and we've recently filed our motion to dismiss the ACLU's lawsuit.
You know, and it sounds kind of funny this time of year to be talking about nativity scenes, but this comes up every year, you know, during Christmas. We have these atheist groups that lurk around the corners looking for lawsuits to be filed against these nativity scenes. So the Jackson County commissioners, you know, are committed to having a holiday display out there. They've been having this out there for years, and it's something that the public enjoys. They come and see it. They come and see Santa Claus as well.
Yeah, the display actually includes all of the elements federal courts have held to be constitutional. In addition to the nativity scene, the Jackson County display includes a large lighted Santa Claus, a sleigh with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and a group of Christmas carolers. The U.S. Supreme Court and numerous federal courts have recognized that government entities may recognize the holiday, including Christmas, and the religious aspects of Christmas as part of the holiday, and they may maintain Christmas displays that include both religious and secular symbols, and this one certainly does. And in fact, in 1984, going back that far, there's a case involving a nativity scene that went to the United States Supreme Court. It's called Lynch versus Donnelly. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that the nativity scene was permissible. And here's a quote from the high court going back all the way to 1984. Quote, "To forbid the use of this one passive symbol, the creche, at the very time people are taking note of the season with Christmas hymns and carols in public schools and other public places, and while the Congress and legislatures open sessions with prayers by paid chaplains, would be a stilted overreaction contrary to our history and to our holdings. If the presence of the creche in this display violates the Establishment Clause, a host of other forms of taking official note of Christmas and our religious heritage are equally offensive to the Constitution." The court was obviously looking at the implications if this was unconstitutional. And back then, in 1984, that nativity scene, they said it's a passive display. What do they mean by that? Well, it's not actively forcing you to do anything. It's just sitting there. How is that a violation of the Establishment Clause? It is a temporary display. It is passive. It's not interacting with you. It's not forcing you to agree or disagree. It's not forcing you to take a specific action. It's not denying you any of your constitutional rights or privileges. It's just a passive display. It just sits there. Right. It's temporary. It only happens during what time of year?
Christmas. Christmas. Yeah.
The holiday season.
Celebrating his birthday.
And guess what? You know, every state in the country, including the United States, looks at December 25 and considers it a holiday. It's a federal and state holiday. Courts are closed. Government offices are closed on December 25. Schools are closed on December 25. You have break at the end of the semester because of the Christmas season. Many private retailers are closed, obviously, on the 25th of December. People are home and they celebrate Christmas. They celebrate it in different ways, but it's also not just in the United States. It's around the world. It's a worldwide celebration. We don't share that kind of worldwide celebration of a holiday with many different holidays except for Christmas and Easter. We don't have Thanksgiving in common with the rest of the world, the 4th of July in common, certainly not with our Great Britain ancestors, some of those, or France, you know, they don't celebrate the 4th of July. Lots of other holidays are just parochial, but Christmas is universal. And that's why it is recognized as a state and federal holiday. It's recognized as part of our federal rules and state rules of procedure. When you're calculating the time frame in which to file something, that day is excluded. That day is excluded because it's a holiday. So, you know, everyone knows Christmas, whether you're Christian or not. How is a passive display violating the Establishment Clause? How is that passive display on government property establishing a religion, especially in this case, as in the Lynch versus Donnelly case, when you have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer nearby, or you have Santa Claus nearby? The Supreme Court created some rules. I don't think they're consistent with the Constitution, but the rules essentially say that the display as a whole, not looking at individual parts, the display as a whole must have at least a, underline the word a, secular purpose. And what is that? Celebrating the holiday. It has religious and non-religious components. To eliminate, and this is what the ACLU wants to do, Holly, they want to eliminate only one aspect of this display. They would have no problem with Santa Claus, the reindeer, Frosty the snowman, and whoever else on that property. They just want to eliminate the nativity scene, what Lynch versus Donnelly referred to as the creche. The nativity scene is all they want to eliminate. What kind of a message would that send if you surgically remove one symbol, a passive symbol, related to Christmas from a religious perspective?
The whole reason for the season. But yet, okay, so the Supreme Court, many federal courts have ruled these displays are constitutional, but yet every year we have to defend them, which is such an important role that we are able to do, because otherwise the ACLU and these other organizations would just start pulling these nativity scenes off.
Yeah, and so you say it's a strange time to be talking. Here we are in the early part of 2019 about nativity scenes. Well, how are we talking about that? Because this happened in December of 2018.
Right, and they'll do it again this year.
Yeah, the ACLU sent a letter. The Jackson County felt that it was constitutional. We agree, and we agreed to defend them. So the ACLU went ahead and filed suit. If we're not here to defend Jackson County, what would happen?
Repeat.
They would repeat it. What they would do is this tradition of many years would go away.
Right.
And then the ACLU would go to its next target and do the same thing, and it would go away. And the next target, and it would go away. So we agreed to defend Jackson County, continue to pray for this case. Why is it important to have this here? The reason is because you would put the government on a collision course with religion, particularly Christianity, if you allowed the government or people to force the government to simply remove anything that's religious. That's what their intent is. They don't like the historical nature, the foundation, the history of this country that was based upon Judeo-Christian values. As the Supreme Court has said many times, and in this particular case that I read, it would be a real overreaction and contrary to our history, to remove this passive display of Christmas, the holiday called Christmas. Stand with us. Thank you for praying for this case. Thank you for standing with us. For more information, visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.